Death turned towards the balcony and then seemed to remember something else. He fumbled inside his robe. "I have made this for you." She reached out and took a square of damp cardboard. Water dripped off the bottom. Somewhere in the middle, a few brown feathers seemed to have been glued on. "Thank you. What is it?"
"Albert said there ought to be snow on it, but it appears to have melted," said Death. "It is, of course, a Hogswatch card."
"Oh.
There should have been a robin on it as well, but I had considerable difficulty in getting it to stay on."
"Ah.
It was not at all cooperative."
"Really?
It did not seem to get into the Hogswatch spirit at all."
Oh, good. "Grandad?"
"Yes?"
Why did you do all this?" He stood quite still for a moment, as if he was trying out sentences in his mind.
"I think it's something to do with harvests," he said at last. "Yes, that's right. And because humans are so interesting that they have even invented dullness. Quite astonishing."
"Oh.
Well then, happy Hogswatch."
"Yes, happy Hogswatch." Death paused again at the window.
"And good night, children. Everywhere."
The raven fluttered down onto a log covered in snow. Its prosthetic red breast had been torn and fluttered uselessly behind it.
"Not so much as a lift home," it muttered. "Look at this, will you? Snow and frozen wastes everywhere. I couldn't fly another damn inch. I could starve to death here, you know. People are going on about recycling the whole time, but you just try a bit of practical ecology and they just don't want to know. I bet a robin would have a lift home. Oh, yes."
"Squeak," said the Death of Rats sympathetically and sniffed.
The raven watched the small hooded figure scrabble at the snow.
"So I'll just freeze to death here, shall I?" it said gloomily. "A pathetic bundle of feathers with my little feet curled up with the cold. It's not even as if I'm going to make anyone a good meal. And let me tell you, it's a disgrace to die thin in my species."
It became aware that under the snow was a rather grubbier whiteness. Further scraping by the rat exposed something that could very possibly have been an ear. The raven stared.
"It's a sheep," it said.
The Death of Rats nodded.
"A whole sheep."
Which had died in its sleep, of natural causes, at a great age. After a long and happy life, insofar as a sheep can be happy, and would probably be quite pleased to know that it could help somebody as it passed away.
"Squeak." "Oh, wow," said the raven, hopping forward with its eyes spinning. "Hey, it's barely cool."
The Death of Rats patted it happily on a wing.
"Squeak, eek, eek, squeak." "Why, thanks. And the same to you."
Far, far away and a long, long time ago, a shop door opened. The little toy maker bustled in from the workshop in the rear and then stopped with amazing foresight, dead.
"You have a big wooden rocking horse in the window," said the new customer.
"Oh, yes. Yes, yes."
The shopkeeper fiddled nervously with his square-rimmed spectacles. He hadn't heard the bell, and this was worrying him.
"But I'm afraid that's just for show. That is a special order for Lord..."
"No, I will buy it."
"No, because you see..."
"There are other toys?"
"Yes, indeed, but..."
"Then I will take the horse. How much would this lordship have paid you?"
We agreed $12, but..."
"I will give you 50. said the customer.
The little shopkeeper stopped in mid-remonstrate and started up in mid-greed. There were other toys, he told himself quickly, and this customer, he thought with considerable prescience, looked like someone who did not take no for an answer and seldom even bothered to ask the question. Lord Selachi would be angry, but Lord Selachi wasn't here. The stranger, on the other hand, was here. Incredibly here.
In the circumstances, shall I wrap it up for you?"
"No, I will take it as it is, thank you. I will leave via the back way, if it's all the same to you."
How did you get in?"
said the shopkeeper, pulling the horse out of the window.
"Through the wall," So much more convenient than chimneys, don't you think?
The apparition dropped a small clinking bag on the counter and lifted the horse easily. The shopkeeper wasn't in a position to hold on to anything. Even yesterday's dinner was threatening to leave him. The figure looked at the other shelves.